Welcome to the 18th ever offline TV podcast.
Hi. Hello.
Today we are joined by... We are joined by Pokimane.
True.
Wait, does anybody pronounce anybody's name correctly in this house?
Pokimane.
Just say Poki.
Destiny.
That was pronounced correctly, right?
Yeah.
Destiny.
Like the game.
Destiny.
Yeah.
Did the makers of episodes, and I'm seeing we have the freshest jokes going on today. Right?
Did the makers of Destiny ever offer you money for your
subreddit? No, they didn't actually.
Really?
What a bunch of idiots.
Yeah.
I think that, like, the thing was, like, you have like two options to go. You can either be like, okay, we're gonna go get Destiny for everything, or you can just say we'll be Destiny in the game and get all of it like instantly for free, probably. Yeah.
How much would they want me to pay you?
A lot. Like six figures at least.
Really?
It's a good subreddit name.
It really is.
Well, that's true. It's true.
And of course, Skara, how you doing?
Hello, I'm here last minute because my plans fell through.
What was your plans?
I was going to record something, and then what ended up happening was Janet's doing Twitch scenes, so I no longer can do that. So I'm here.
That's actually hilarious.
Yeah. Well, today we got a very spicy lineup.
Topic.
Racism in America.
Okay.
But before we, get so... in the weeds and political, let's talk about light stuff. You know, what's going on with all of you? Anything you want to talk about before we start talking about racism?
What the fuck?
How you been, Destiny?
I've been great.
Okay!
Stop, you're gonna make him self-conscious. If you realize
Sean, what are you doing?
Like, oh, God.
You know, how long have you been in LA?
I think like 6 or 7 months now. I moved like at the end of December.
Are you adjusting well?
Yeah.
I think he's gonna leave.
Maybe. No, not yet.
You thinking about leaving?
Let's go to Austin, guys. Let's just do it.
No tax. Is it?
No, like, no state taxes. No state taxes.
What about income taxes?
No state income taxes. Yeah.
So you keep all your money?
No!
No.
A lot
we
more of your money.
Half
yeah.
A lot more of your money.
Why don't we do that?
Yeah, really? Why don't you?
What's the point of being here? We don't hang out with people.
No, but all the events are here, so you don't have to travel for them.
Let's say you save $50,000 in a year, okay? Would you have spent that or more than that traveling from Austin to California? Definitely not.
You have to take into account, obviously, how bothersome the travel is.
For me,
I don't like traveling. I know Toast doesn't like traveling.
I do not like traveling.
Mm-hmm.
For me, the opportunities here are worth a lot. Like, almost like... unquantifiable.
Let's say you make $1 million.
Okay, that's a quantifiable.
How much do you lose here compared to Austin?
About $100,000 just to state taxes.
$100K.
Yep.
Not about. That anyone here makes $1 million.
Well, who are we supposed to look
about,
at?
Yeah, but you'd lose about $100K to state taxes. But hey, if traveling to two events a year is $100,000 of inconvenience to you, I can understand.
Two events?
All right, let's give the people what they want.
Okay, what do they want?
Racism.
Let's not.
They want racism.
I think they don't want racism. That's the point of today's discussion.
I'm ready.
Or at least we very much don't want racism, right, guys?
Right.
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 Go for it, Toast. What do you have to say about
okay,
it?
Okay,
where do we start?
There's been two pretty public incidents over the last 2 days, actually.
Two
incidents over the last 2 days.
Mm.
Two.
There's one IRL related stream and then one World of Warcraft related stream. And, you know, it's very interesting to see both of them happen at the same time because, you know, there's a lot of different factors at play.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go in order, which is the IRL one, where streamer I Gumdrop and JBNA were just walking down the streets.
Mm-hmm.
They walked past an African-American gentleman and, you know, they heard him say something and they kind of just sprinted away giggling, and JBNA said, "Hold on to your purse," while they're sprinting away. Let's roll the clip for full context.
True.
Yeah.
I mean.
Totally. I love how we're just like, hold your purse.
When you run into
yeah.
Well, I'm not sure if it came through on the audio, but the gentleman said what sounded like the N-word, like, kind of semi-aggressively, which they say startled them. So, Destiny, what do you think?
Why don't you start with this one?
Okay.
I can talk about it.
Really? Okay. Oh, I'm so ready for this. This is the only reason I'm here.
Let's start very shallow, okay?
All right.
Not taking into account their apologies yet.
Okay.
So when I saw that clip, I was like, yikes. Okay, the way that I saw it, JVNA seemed to be making, in my opinion, just a really distasteful joke.
Stereotypical.
Yes. And I think Jamie's reaction was more so one of like a nervous laughter or laughing along with a friend. Like, I don't even know if Jamie really knew what was going on. I couldn't really tell. And maybe I'm being biased, but it kind of seemed like the kind of thing that like anybody would do in that situation. Oh, like my friend's making a whatever joke and like running away. Let me just run after a laugh too. Not that it was the right thing to do, but that's the way that I saw it on a very shallow level. The thing that kind of bothered me after like watching JVNA's apology, I feel like we should be playing that probably. What annoyed me was just if they act like they reacted that way out of like being worried or scared or whatever, I obviously don't think that was the case because they were laughing. And I think she said something about not seeing who was behind her when it's like there's two contextual clues, okay? Number one, you like heard the N-word a couple times, and to me it just sounded like he was just like talking, like not super aggressively, but whatever. And two, you could tell she's like looking in selfie mode, so I'm pretty sure she could see who was behind her.
Oh, like off,
you know
the,
what I mean?
Off the phone?
Yeah. So I felt like that wasn't really legit. And okay. Yeah,
so
that's pretty.
My question is, what does JVNS say that makes it racial? Like, why is this a racism thing? What makes it a racism thing?
I think it's because when watching it, you, like, she hears the, like, a dude saying the N-word a couple times, sees him in the reflection of the selfie thing, and then, like, starts running away, and then starts memeing about holding her purse, as if she's gonna rob him, which makes you think that it's, like, a racially insensitive joke, basically.
So, it seems like it's the hold your purse comment that made it a race thing. If she didn't say hold your purse, she said, hey, let's fucking run.
I think that's still, that would still be kind of shitty. But I think like that made it especially obvious. What are you running for?
I don't think
saying the N-word, like, do you listen to rap songs?
I don't think it would have been as bad if they did that.
I don't think it would have been as bad either.
Or like not even close. Like, I don't even know if it would have hit live stream.
But I still think it would have been like I would not understand that reaction. You know? To me it's like, yeah. Then again, maybe it like came off differently in person. I don't know.
So it's the stereotype that, you know, black people are more prone to committing acts of violence.
Yeah. Oh, you're looking at me for that one.
Destiny, would you like to give your opinion?
Why are you on the show if not for your hot takes?
I'm just listening. My take on this is actually really cold. So.
Okay.
What, where do we want to roll the apology first, or are we not going to listen to that?
I think we'll do it later.
Later? Okay.
Just, like, talk about...
Okay. I probably have the hottest take on this, actually. Ooh. Keep going.
Wait, well, give us your...
Oh, but I do want to add that, like, even if it was a shitty, racially insensitive joke, yada yada, I don't think either of them are, like, straight up racist.
I think it's hard to find... You can do,
but that doesn't mean that what they said wasn't racially insensitive, yeah, or how they acted, if that makes sense.
Yes. I don't meet a lot of, like, real racists. Like, what's a real racist kind of deal? Like, I think people say racist shit and, like, do racist thing, but, like, real racism to me feels like, you know, Asian people deserve better than white people, and they should all be, like, you know, have lower paying jobs or whatever. Like, that's what racism, what a racist feels like to me. Making jokes is insensitive and it's like definitely distasteful, But do I think Jamie or JBNA is like in their homes like, yeah, fuck black people. I hate them.
Right? That's also how I feel.
I'm waiting for his cold take, and then I got...
Well, now my take got a little bit hotter after that.
Okay. We're heating up. Okay,
so... Or no, go for it.
No. I'm imagining what you're going to say, and I want to know if it lines up with what you're going to say.
Okay, probably.
Okay.
So I think the question that you asked is a really good question, and one that a lot of people don't spend enough time thinking about. Like, what is a real racist? Mm-hmm. Because it feels like when you try to, I don't want to say call out somebody, when you try to bring attention to any type of racist or misogynistic comments, it seems like people immediately go to like, well, he didn't say he wanted to kill all black people, so is it really racist? Or, well, that person didn't say that no women should ever work ever, you know? Mm-hmm. Is that really misogynistic? And it's like, well, yeah, like you can still have like racial comments or misogynistic comments, we'll keep it racial, without like literally wanting to kill all black people, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have kind of like shitty ideas involving certain groups of people that like maybe they don't hate those groups of people, but there's just like...
But it's still...
Yeah, it's like this kind of subversive, insidious, like unintentional, casual racism, like all at the same time. And I think that it's kind of damaging, but it's not like... It doesn't require like a hateful, evil person to do it. There are so many like good examples of little things like this. Like, I don't know if you've ever heard this before, but have you ever been talking to a white person in America and they ask you where you're from?
Oh, like, and then you say, oh, I'm from, you know, San Jose. But they're like, yeah, where are you really from?
Right? When you do things like this over time, it kind of makes you feel like you don't belong.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like everybody, maybe it's a little bit harder for us to understand because we're streamers and we spend our whole lives, well, because we're trying to stand out. Like that's what we do, right? We want to stand out as much as possible. But most people want to like fit in. You want to feel like you're part of something else, whether you're American or Californian or part of it, whatever, gamers or whatever.
I grew up around casual racism all the time.
Yeah.
I feel like in like, especially in the culture I was raised, my mom is one of the third generation to transfer from China. Same with my dad. And it's just like, I grew up around them and I didn't realize until I got a lot older that it was just like, they were really casually racist, like super, super casually racist. And it wasn't just them. It was like everyone they know would share the same view, you know? And it'd be so bad. Like, I didn't realize how bad it was, but it was like, for instance, if you ever hear stories about what happens if you're an African man, you go to China, you know, people would like, you know, take pictures of you, or like, if you're on the subway, they'll stand farther away. You know why? Because it's like, they'd spread the belief that, like, you know, the people who cause school shootings, it's higher chance that, like, they're African or something like that. Or, like, African people will steal from you more. And, like, I grew up in, like, that kind of casual racism, right? And, like, do I think my mom's a bad person? Hell no. She raised me, you know? I think she's a very loving individual, but, like, she just doesn't understand or doesn't realize, like, what kind of environment she's creating when she makes statements like that, you know?
My grandma used to do the exact same thing. Like, my best friend that I'd spent every weekend with growing up was black. And she would just say, like, and I never thought about it. Like, she would call him, like, my colored friend. Every time. Yeah, she would just say it. Every time he came over, if he spent the night, when he went the next day, she would have to wash all of the sheets. And I'd be like, and I never really understood why. And she told me one day, oh, well, it's because colored people have a smell and you have to wash it out of the sheets. I was like, oh, okay, I guess that's just true. Sure, Grandma. I guess. Like, and I never really thought about it at the time. But then growing up, I was like, oh, wait. She's like a product of her environment, which was very fucking racist. Holy shit. Yeah, but...
Freaking wild. Sorry.
It's weird because I feel like levels of race, like it's even like what makes a racist joke what makes a stereotype joke go too far? If I'm in a friend group and I throw in a somewhat racist joke, like I've been like, I made a joke to Feta a while ago, I don't even remember how long ago, about something about like mowing the lawn, you know? Like that's a pretty tame one in my opinion. But like, is it that tame? Like, what if I did it to someone random? What if it wasn't fed? Someone I didn't
know.
Yeah,
no, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
I think if you do it to random people, it's generally just about unacceptable. And the thing that actually upsets me the most about the clip is imagining how it would have felt to that guy.
Yeah.
Like having these random girls run away from you, laughing, like clutching, like holding onto their purses. That.
All right.
That's what really.
Now, here's the only question I have to ask. When and we're gonna play this clip soon, but like when Jamie made her apology, I watched a lot of the VOD because I had nothing better to do because Janet was still singing, right? Janet just never stopped singing, okay? So while I was watching it, she said something. She's like, and I know that I should be responsible for, and then it wasn't for what shows up on my stream. It was more like, as a streamer, I have a responsibility. And I, as soon as I heard those words, I was like, wait one fucking second. What exactly is a streamer's responsibility? Like, that's my question. Like, do we, are we here to hold all streamers on a higher pedestal? You know?
I think in that instance, that was a decent pedestal to hold.
I'm just asking, like, what do you guys think?
I feel like this isn't really a situation where you could argue, like, is this, for example, okay? Let's say I stream regularly. One random viewer of mine does a super, super shitty thing. Like, he doxes someone. Totally unrelated to me, but he's in my community. Am I responsible for that? No. If you're on stream, you make like a very racially insensitive joke, you're furthering that shitty stereotype, I think you can totally be held accountable for something like that. That's like very baseline in my opinion.
I guess what I was expecting of Jamie. So like JVNA was the one who made the comment, and Jamie, it was on her stream, and she was behind her like giggling as well. What was the right thing for Jamie to do in that situation? Was she supposed to stop and say, hey, that was not cool? Or...
Jamie was the one in the back, right? If she realized what was going on. If I'm being completely honest, like, I don't, like, just seeing how she reacted, I felt like it was more of, like, a nervous reflex. And so I wasn't sure if, like, she understood why JVNA was making that joke, or if even JVNA understood why she was making that joke, and whether or not it was insensitive.
Oh, I feel like I'm gonna get triggered by some of this. Like, everything that people say is, like, Captain Hindsight, right? It's like, given that situation, I put any fucking random person in that situation, hey, make the best play every time. No one's gonna do it, right? Like, so it's like, well, how much are they gonna do? Like, are they, like, your friend does that, starts running. Well, what are you gonna do? You're probably gonna run after her, right?
Probably, like, giggling nervously.
Yeah,
No one, I guess, we can, like, pretend, but, like, no one is gonna stand there and be like, stop right there. Yeah. You were just being casually racist to this guy. You need to come back and apologize.
I also wanna add, though, I actually don't think Jamie ever looked at who the person was, so I don't think she could have made that connection.
Right. But even.
I'm so sorry for sounding so biased. I probably am biased.
Like, isn't that crazy that, like, the expectation, people are like, you know what, Jamie should have done better? Or, like, it's like, I'm just so confused, because it's like, there was a spur of the moment thing, and people make mistakes. That's my take on the whole thing. And, like, people make mistakes, shouldn't that not happen in the first place? Maybe that's arguable, you know? But, like, I put myself in at least Jamie's shoes. It's really fucking hard to stop what's
to going. Like, stop your friend.
Yeah, stop your friend running and be like,
make it a serious
you
thing.
Racist? What? Get back here. Apologize to this man.
People are trying to compare this to S-Friend getting banned with Miskiff, but I think that was a totally different scenario, because I think both of them were playing into that joke pretty equally. Yes. Like, both of them were playing into it hardcore. Mm-hmm. Whereas in here, like, one person was just kind of along for the ride, it seems.
Yeah.
If she would have, like, made another comment or played into it more, then I would be like, okay, yeah, both of these people kind of fucked up really bad. But yeah.
For me, a lot of people are saying, like, we're really biased for Jamie. And, like, for me, I do know Jamie more. So I could say, like, yeah, there is bias. But even for, like, the Jana side of the take, like, what she said, I just think she also just made a bad mistake. Like, this distasteful joke, whatever. It's like a joke that, like, I could probably, honestly, it's a joke that I would, between friends, cameras off, I could maybe hear that from, like, in some certain friend groups, right?
Oh, yeah. I would definitely make... I'm not a racist.
Oh, it's over.
But okay,
I would definitely run from black people off stream.
Not a racist.
Clutching real my talk, wallet,
I'm
like,
a black friend.
Your camera's off. You're chilling with your homies. It's like you say some really stupid shit.
Yeah, like I've.
But they were on stream, and they should know that.
Yeah. You hold yourself more accountable when you're obviously a public presence. But like,
but I do also want to say sometimes, like, seeing that kind of thing slip out on stream goes to show. Perhaps how more extreme people can be off stream. I don't know.
In my opinion, I think the Twitch culture has normalized casual racism, especially when they see a monkey. When I play a monkey character in Hearthstone, my chat is filled with, like, try hard and come on, bro, which is, you know, emotes of black people. I've had to ban try hard.
More importantly, I don't think it's a Twitch chat has, like, normalized racism. I think it's just an expression of the racism that's, as much as people want to pretend it's not there, that still kind of exists in everyday society.
Yeah, it's like, you see it in every big streamers. Like, there are some big streamers who's banned try hard and come on, bros, because, like, they don't want that in the chat. It's like, it's to a point where, I guess people just kind of do it because it's like, oh, you know, I'm watching a stream and everyone's doing it.
It's the low-hanging fruit. That's it.
Yes.
Yeah, but then the problem is then you end up becoming like an unwitting tool to kind of like make people of color or women or whatever end up feeling like shit, depending on which like funny meme. You know, like maybe, I'm sure you've heard this joke at least 7 trillion times in your life. You know, there's probably a lot of guys that don't hate women, that love women, that maybe even call themselves feminists, that when they hear a woman, you know, cue a mic up in a video game, they're like, hey, should you be making a sandwich? And it's like, you can only hear that joke like so many billions of times where it's like,
really,
dude,
shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's not fucking funny. Like, holy shit, why again, you know? And like, the person doesn't mean anything bad by it, but you just end up perpetuating memes that are kind of hurtful towards groups of people, and then you just, it's kind of a shitty thing to do. Yeah.
So punishment-wise, I know Jamie is... hasn't received any, and JVNA, I want to say 24 hours or a week because they don't tell you how long. But
she got banned.
She got banned.
Her channel is no longer there.
No longer. Oh wow.
So it's like either she deleted it or it's a ban, which I'm guessing it's some kind of punishment.
Yeah.
Do you think that's fair? Do you think both of them should have been punished?
I don't. I think for Jamie, I think it would have been...
He said she isn't banned.
Oh, she's not
banned? Wait, she's not banned?
She changed her name.
Oh, nice. Trying to get away from real quick.
Wait, she... Oh! Oh, I must have looked at the wrong one. My apologies. Oh, so neither got banned.
She name changed after that? That's so bad.
Maybe I just looked at the wrong one.
That's
my fault.
So bad, dude. Why would you do that?
Well, I doubt it's related to that. Nobody's stupid enough to think, like, well, if I just change my name real quick,
no. No, but, like, I guess the question is, like, neither of them got punished. Should they have been punished?
Oh, she changed it months ago. Oh, then never mind.
Okay, that's good.
I don't think I don't think she should probably be punished. I mean, like, that's a really hard call. That's holding somebody to, like, a really high standard. Like, it would be really cool if she would do it. It'd be really nice to do it. But... I mean, like we said, like, what are you going to do? Like, stop on the street right there? Like, come back here. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I think she was put in a difficult situation that she didn't even realize right away.
Mm-hmm.
But JVNA, you know, she was the one who made the comment, you know, the insensitive, racially charged one.
Mm-hmm.
Should they be punished? Because this is important, because this is just consistency across Twitch.
I have a question. How do you defend yourself if you're JVNA? Because... Oh, I mean, at some point we're rolling this clip.
We're going to roll the apology.
I'm really curious. In her shoes, how do you actually defend yourself in this situation? I feel like if Jamie and JVNA put out identical statements, Jamie is...
You can't.
There's only one possible statement that you could release, and it would read something like, hey guys, yesterday on my stream, I made an incredibly tasteless joke. I understand that it's really hurtful to certain people in my community when I joke in this way, and there's absolutely no excuse for me saying this. I'm going to try a lot harder going forward to be more sensitive to topics like this. Like, something like that. That's all you can do.
Yeah. You, like, definitely have to say you fucked up and what you said was wrong and racially insensitive or distasteful or a combination of
There's nothing else you can say.
But that it wasn't, like, your intention.
And you have to avoid the two big pitfalls to shitty apology statements is, one, I didn't think it'd be a big deal. It was just a joke. Or two, I didn't really mean anything by it, so I didn't think it was wrong. You have to avoid those two things. You just have to go like,
what do you think,
you know what would be funny? It's like, oh, I have tons of black friends.
Oh,
oh, that would be, that's the third
thing. I'm not actually
Yeah, I've got a lot
guys.
Of black friends in real life, and we joke around like this all the time. Yeah, that'd be another real dumb, real bad, yeah.
Wow, I'm just saying. You'd be a good politician. You ever think of...
I fucked up so many times in my life, I understand like how to fuck up and how not to fuck up.
Okay.
I got banned from a Gigabyte tournament for being racist like 8 years ago, and I wrote an article called Fuck Gigabyte in the US.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Have they reached out for sponsorship?
No.
Oh, well, that's messed up. I don't know why.
So I know all the things not to do because I've probably done all of them at one point or another.
So,
thanks, bye.
How long do you think she should have been punished for?
Thank you.
I think 7 days is fine. Like,
for who? JVNA.
I think 1 to 7 days is fine.
Like, yeah, 1 to 3 days. 7 days is pretty long. I think 1 to 3 days. Like,
well, I mean,
message.
I don't think she even streams that much. It's different than when she's like, if she's like a daily streamer, I feel like she streams like 3 times a week. Where like, I'm just like, okay.
It doesn't even make that much of a difference.
Oh, so you miss like a couple streams.
Yeah. It'd be like a different story of like, they're banning someone
who's a daily streamer.
Yeah, who streamed like 10 hours a day, you know?
Yeah, I'd say like a week just to be consistent with like what we've seen from the past from Twitch, because they are really inconsistent with their bans. It's like, I don't like it when they don't ban people, because then, you know, live stream fails and like the community's like, hey, remember that time you didn't ban this girl? It's because you're sexist and women all suck kind of deal. It's like, please ban women just so you know, people could stop using the women argument.
I agree. What do you think, Pokey?
What do you think?
Ban me. Ban me. Prove a point. Ban me.
She's serious, by the way. Please. Anytime.
Say it right now on stream. She's all talk. She doesn't mean it. She's all talk.
No, but actually, I would like it if, obviously everybody wants Twitch to portray a more consistent banning regimen.
Yeah.
Even if it includes me, other girls, whatever the heck.
Hmm. All right, can we roll the apologies? Oh. This is the.
You know. Oh no, I haven't watched this yet. I'm excited.
Okay. Oh really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, juicy.
You're gonna love one of them. You're gonna love one of them.
Oh okay. No.
Here's JV and Ace.
I wanted to take a moment to address the issue and apologize for it. I also wanted to give you guys an insight of what was going on in my mind. But most importantly, I want to say sorry to anyone that I have offended or disappointed. So Jamie and I, we were IRL streaming, and I heard a loud yelling voice behind me, making me very nervous. I didn't turn around to see what was going on, but my first instinct was just to run forward, hold on to my purse. And in the process of doing so, I made a very inexcusable comment about holding on to my purse. I did not turn around to see what was going on behind me or who the man was, but either way, that does not excuse my actions. None of this has been my intention, and I wanted to apologize again and say sorry to everyone that I have offended because of these actions on stream. Thank you all for listening.
Can I be honest? I feel so bad watching that, like the whole time, just like, oh no 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 no. And especially because obviously we have friends that are very close with her, although I don't know her that well, but like she seems like a sweet girl, and just to watch her and it really sucks because like as Destiny was saying, you have to like go through a bunch of shitty apologies, especially on the internet, to know what's like good and what's really really bad, and she basically just 75% did what she really shouldn't have done.
I was just trying to protect my purse, I swear. That was, yeah.
No, like, because I feel bad because I don't want to go in on her because I think she's nice. So I'm going to just preface it with that, but then go in on her and say, you were laughing, like you weren't scared. And on top of that, like it wasn't, I heard a guy yelling. If you were listening, like all you hear is like a dude like saying the N-word and talking like, it's hard for me to even say aggressively, but like louder and bold, but it's like you hear people talk like that. And so obviously like when you hear that and when you kind of see in the selfie reflection, you're gonna make the connection that it's a black dude. I'm just saying. Okay? I'm sorry.
When they walked past him, he wasn't saying anything. Like, cause he was on the phone, cause we could see it. And then like, as they walked past him, he said pretty loudly. I can see why they are starting.
What did he say loudly?
The N-word. Like, it was conversation, it was like a response that had the N-word like pretty loudly. I can see why they're startled.
He said that?
Yeah, no. On the phone he did.
On the phone. Now, obviously this isn't justifying any of her reaction, but like, she says she's startled. I can believe that. I would be startled if I'm walking past a dude, and that's the first thing I hear loudly.
I think there's a difference between like startled and frightened,
right,
or worried about getting robbed. Like, that's the thing. You hear a dude like maybe speaking louder or more aggressively and saying the N-word, you're not gonna think, why are you thinking he's gonna rob me? You know, like you can be like, oh, what the heck's going on?
She's so cute.
Okay,
keep going, you're doing a really good job for me.
But yeah, okay,
Mimi, look at me, you fucking know.
That's my point, really.
I agree.
So how do you guys feel about the line, I'm sorry for those I've offended?
Bad line.
That,
because okay, it makes it sound like what you're really saying. Apologies are very unnatural. You have to practice them and you have to think about them a lot. This is true of like personal relationships and business relationships, mm-hmm, and PR statements. You like, to say, when you say something like, I'm sorry if that hurt you.
Oh.
It's more like, I'm sorry you were hurt,
yeah,
not
sorry,
I'm sorry I
I'm
did
sorry
it.
If that offended
yeah
you.
Yeah. Sorry that you're so sensitive.
Ooh,
it's
I
really bad.
That.
It feels like you're shifting the blame, or you're shifting the responsibility of the emotion that was like evoked or whatever onto the other person. It's really bad. The reason why this happens is because when somebody attacks us, so in this case she's being attacked for the comments she's made, you're put in this really weird spot where you don't feel like you're a bad person. Generally people don't see themselves as bad people. Usually they're like really positive, like, oh well, I'm a good person. So if a bunch of people are saying something like, oh, you're racist, your default response is never going to be like, oh fuck, I'm really sorry I fucked up, because you don't see yourself that way. Your default response is always going to be to defend yourself.
Obviously because you know more about your situation than everyone else.
I'm sorry if that offended you, but like, I'm not racist. Like, I wasn't even doing it to be racist, right? Like, that's always, and it's
but
easy.
But that's never what people want to hear.
Yeah, and it's easy to, and it shows like a lack of like understanding of the greater context of what you've done, right? Because you broadcasted a pretty racist message to a whole platform of people and maybe disparaged people along the way by doing that, right? You're contributing to that casual racism. Does she have like an agent or like a team or anything? Or
she has an agent. Or a manager, or one in the same.
Okay, so how much would the apology have helped? Because one of the biggest comments I saw was that there's no emotion. She's obviously reading off the script. Mm-hmm. Like, it's right there on her PC or whatever in front of her.
The thing is,
would emotion have helped the message?
You can't be crying during it.
I think emotion helps. People like, you know, personable people. That's the truth of it. It's like, if you present yourself a robot, or if you have a reputation of being a shitty person, people are not gonna like you. And if you have a good apology, people will still find reason to not like you.
Yeah,
in my opinion, it's not exact. Just, you know, we're all humans. If you're apologizing by being a robot, reading a script, showing emotionless, people are gonna assume, you know, you don't really give a shit.
And like, you're gonna fuck up in the future. It's gonna happen. So like, being able to like drop a really good apology allows you to kind of like wrap a nice bow on like a pile of shit, so that when people go back into the past and they look at it, like, okay, well, you know, at least they apologize for this. Mm-hmm. Because like, those types of things will come back to haunt you if like your prior apologies have been shit.
Yeah.
Was it Wayne Brady? No, it wasn't. Who was the guy that was going to host the Oscars? Or the Emmys?
Was it the comedian?
Oh, never mind. I'm thinking about
Kevin Hart.
Someone in chat will know it. Fuck. Was it Kevin Hart?
Hey, I said Kevin Hart.
Okay, it was Kevin Hart. I don't remember. Yeah, so like, his thing, he tried to say that like, well, I already apologized for it once. People want me to keep apologizing. Fuck that. I'm not going to do it. And then he like quit or whatever. But if you look back at his prior statements, no, he'd never really apologized for it. He actually gave a similar statement to, well, not a similar, much worse one than the one we just watched, where he was like, he's like, listen, I don't hate gay people. Like, I'm sorry you guys took it that way, that you're offended, but like, I have no problem with gays. It's just jokes.
Yeah.
But like, if you like read some of the jokes that he made, it was something like, I'm cool with gay people, but if my kid ever grew up to be gay, I would fucking hate him or something. Like, it was like really extreme. It was like, damn. Like, stuff where like, it's funny, like, you guys are younger. Well, wait, I don't know how old. No, you two are older.
I'm fucking old.
Okay, you're a kid.
Yeah, but she's like 12.
Back when we were, there are movies and there are public statements that you can watch today that like, back when I was a teenager, I'd be like, holy shit. Like, you can watch like even movies like Superbad, right? Where they just like casually drop like the F slur bomb. Or in like, in, or maybe it might not even be Superbad. Clerks 2, I know they do.
Clerks was.
And you watch it, you're like, holy shit! I can't believe that was like a normal movie. Like, that's crazy.
Back then, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, like rapping, like a, like being able to like really apologize for something, 100% owning up to it, and then kind of moving past it. It's like the beginning of the recovery process. It doesn't make everybody not hate you.
I was really like, it makes me so sad to see, because like, I was really hoping to see some type of like self-awareness come through in the apology, but I feel like it was mostly just like, sorry, by the way. And like, it especially sucks because I know it's not easy when you're in that situation, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I know people are gonna be so ruthless. So
I don't even know if I agree with that. Like, for me, it's not like I saw lack of self-awareness and apology. I just saw like what is essentially a bad PR statement. And like, I think the idea is like, people nowadays expect everyone who's like a personality to know how to handle PR. Yeah, like, there's a reason big fucking firms have PR agencies, because communication is like one of the top things required in companies, because when you fuck up,
why don't
you
feel like
that
self-awareness was lacking?
Oh, I don't know. I just, for me personally, I just felt like maybe it wasn't self-aware. Like, maybe she does lack self-awareness, but like, I just look at
the, like, awareness of why the situation was problematic, because that's what I felt like at the core she didn't quite apologize for.
I just thought it was a shitty apology. And like, I'm looking at the situation. Maybe I like to play devil's advocate. Like, I like to look at, like, try. I like to always look at both sides of situation. She looks like you know, she looks like the last like 24 hours killed her pretty much. Like, she's probably cried quite a bit.
Going in that case, she should have released a tweet longer. She shouldn't have done a video.
Yeah, I think though. No, don't get me wrong. Her apology fucking sucked ass. Like, I'm not gonna argue any kind of way, shape, or form. We can like analyze every like letter, and it's like that's still bad, right? But for me, I'm just like, the underlying situation is that she sucks at PR.
Okay.
Like, because you can lack self-awareness, but still be good at PR, right?
Yes, but if the self-awareness was there, the apology would have been better,
sure.
In my opinion.
Sure, sure, sure.
It would have come agreed. Through at least a lot more.
Agreed. I'm surprised she didn't have someone help write her something better.
Well, she might have, but it needed to be somebody that like specialized in like, hey, I know how to make a good public statement. Like, this is what you need to say. This is what you need to avoid. It's possible she just sent it next to a friend, and the friend has like a similar view. Like, well, I know you're not racist. Like, this is fine. Like,
oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, if you were there, dude, you would clean up with this one, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. See, from my experience, when it comes to internet apologies, any explanation is essentially excuses.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's not just true of internet apologies, though. That's true of every apology. If you get into a fight with a girlfriend or boyfriend and you say something, you know, really dumb, something you shouldn't have, and their feelings are hurt, and like, hey, like, I really didn't like it when we went to see Aladdin and you said that the genie sucked or whatever, and you hurt my feelings, right? If you
Is
started
a conversation
off,
you what? Had?
No, I'm just trying to think right. But anytime, and this is like classic like relationship 101 pitfall. Anytime somebody's like, okay, listen, like, I'm sorry, you know, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, but like this and this and this and this, right? Anytime you do that, you're reigniting the argument. Everybody that's ever dated anybody has had a million of these types of continued fights where when one person is like, okay, well, I'm sorry that happened, you know, it's just that I was this, and this, like, okay, you're starting the whole thing over again.
I think it's just even more extreme online. Oh, right. I definitely had to learn that one.
Yeah, it's like, what people want to hear is, you're sorry.
You fucked up.
You fucked up. You own it. Yeah. You're not making any excuses. You won't let it happen again.
Actually, if she said that, I'm sorry I fucked up.
I won't let it happen again.
What I did
was wrong.
I don't think it would have been as good as it could be. It would have been twice or three or four times good.
Because
she was just basically digging herself a deep hole
That's bad.
With this one, unfortunately.
And now we get to watch the other one.
Oh, Ro James.
That one's rough, though, because it was, like, so long. Like, what part of it?
Yeah,
okay.
She did a live stream.
So what we're seeing is the highest rated clip of her stream. So I guess this is, like, the little entryway. Okay.
I really fucked up, and, like, I don't know why I did that, but, like, I just did. And so I want you guys to know, like, anybody who I hurt through that clip, like, if I watched that clip myself, I would have been so, like, hurt by it. Like, there's not really an excuse for my actions, and, like, I don't want people to, like, defend me for it, because I'm just sorry. Like, I just want to take this as a learning experience, and, like, I want you guys to understand that, like, I'm so fucking sorry for anybody who feels, like, I just never want someone to feel that way. Like even the guy who's in the clip, like, I didn't see that he was on the phone, but, like, what if he... I would never want someone to feel, like, so shitty over, like, my ignorance, you know? And so, like, people who saw that clip, like, I don't care.
Okay.
Is it better? I mean, the words are better, but, I mean, like, damn, yeah.
Can I say real quick? I won't lie. I spoke to Jamie quite a bit about this beforehand. I was like, don't cry. Don't do it. She's like, I'm scared I'm going to cry. I was like, don't do it. I'm sorry. Like, it's not going to help. Definitely shows, like, you care and your emotions. Don't do it. Don't do it. So I know, like, she really couldn't hold it in, which sucked. But I do think, like, she did a lot of the things right as well, though.
Yeah, she didn't try and, like, wow, well, like, the reason why I did
sorry
that
sorry for my ignorance. And I was like, yes, very much emphasize your sorrowness.
I feel like, we turned into, like, teachers.
We're creating, PR firm.
You're creating, like,
the
paper. Like,
she hit all the right points.
Yeah, yeah.
But you were right with your point earlier when you were like, someone can lack self-awareness but have a good PR statement.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks. It just sucks to know that that's true. Like, things can come off well and it mean nothing, and things can come off shitty. But deep down, they can be better people.
Mm-hmm. That's why you hire a PR firm.
Exactly.
So if you're a shitty person, they hide it up.
Exactly why.
I also want to say, I don't want to be fucking moral Andy, but, like, at the end of the day, everybody watching us, we all fuck up. We all do shitty things. It's crazy how much we villainize and poop on other people while we're also like not the greatest people either.
No, what are you saying? None of the viewers in our chat would ever be casually racist.
Like, I'm sure people have made comments like that or perpetuated stereotypes like that so many times. They'll never think twice about an instance like that, but they see two little Asian girls online saying this and like clickbait and title it and blah blah blah. It's like, yeah, it's too much.
It sometimes feels very random. It's like, okay, that's funny. Ha, that's funny. You know, I'm okay with that. And so like, this is offensive. This is like super racist. You guys deserve to be banned. I've seen like pig streamers drop the N bomb so many times.
Yeah.
And it's like, haha, you know, live stream fail clip, you know, oop, he accidentally said it. And then they just move on with their lives. It's like, I don't know what decides, you know what, now we have a problem, can you?
Because well, it depends on if you like or don't like the person.
True. Yes.
People are just
and if
like,
it gets attention or if it doesn't.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know.
Actually, that's true. I actually don't, I thought this would blow up. But like, there's a difference between blowing up, like, let's say, just by Reddit, like upvotes. Like, let's say there's a difference between 2 to 3,000 and 9,000. Like, I don't know how to tell the difference. Like, whether one thing I see is going to be, like, the 9,000 unless it's, like, super egregious. You know? I just feel like every week I come on this podcast or every other week and I'm just like, what's the drama for today, Sean? Take it off the list. Like, what's at the very top? And he's like, well, today we're talking about Jamie being racist. I'm like, okay, let's go, you know? And I don't know what to expect, actually. I just feel like, people hate seeing this shit. But people live for this shit, you know? Without this shit, they can't survive a week.
People love drama. What do you mean they hate seeing it?
They say they hate it. Yeah, they love to hate it. I guess it's the better way to phrase it.
But yeah, overall, I think a pretty good apology. When a girl cry when they apologizing, it never really works. Even if you try, even if it's genuine, because people will always say fake, you know, sympathy baiting. And yeah. Shouldn't have cried, but, you know.
What if a guy cries?
It's still... I think like, it's, people look down on it so much.
And then call him a bitch.
Yeah, do you guys remember the King Richard stuff? I think
that's, the one with his graphic designer?
Yeah, do you guys remember?
He started crying.
Yeah.
He started...
I worked so hard.
Yeah, I worked so hard to build this kingdom.
That's, okay. I remember seeing that unfold and people were like, what the fuck? This guy like obviously didn't pay his graphic. This fucked up. Blah, blah, blah. It turned into this huge thing, right? And I remember he spoke about it on stream for like 20 minutes. At length went into like why things occurred the way they did, what the graphic designer did wrong, blah, 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 blah. And then at the end, he starts crying and he's like, I'm just so stressed. Like I do this stuff every day. I just want to provide for my family, blah, blah, blah. Cries a bit. People cut out completely all the other information, just clipped him crying, and then like obviously made him seem like he was trying to be a victim Andy. And that's why like seeing that I was like, wow, obviously like it's not the right move to make when apologizing, but to see people give zero shits about 20 minutes of explaining the situation and his side and then just clip like 2 seconds of crying to be like victim Andy was crazy. Yeah. So I'm like, don't do it.
I kind of want to cry on stream now. I want to be so emotional. Like, have you ever cried on stream?
No, and I played League of Legends for a long time, so.
Maybe we should be filming your, you know, teammates for that one. Okay, never mind. Let's fucking move on.
Yeah. I'm not going to hear you in that comment.
Okay, you guys keep talking. I just have to go pee. All
right, good luck.
No, unprofessional.
Thank you.
How unprofessional.
It really is.
All right, so. How do you think it should be handled, like wrapped up from this point on? They both apologized. Neither of them have. They
move on.
Do you think Twitch should ban? At this point,
it's too late. Like,
it's too late?
No, they have another week, and I think if they don't do it, I don't expect anything from Twitch. I think it's a better way to say it.
I think
they just spin a roulette wheel, right? It's like, oh, maybe
that's what it feels like, though, right? It's
like at the very least, the channel itself that it's hosted on, I would say. Can be 24-hour banned or something like that.
Band.
Yeah, sure. Why not? And then, like, the person in, like, I don't know. I have no idea. But, like, I don't expect it. If it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
I move on with my life. That's it.
Very racially insensitive the joke. 7-day ban for JVNA. Maybe 7-day or 1 week for Jamie.
I don't think Jamie should get banned.
Don't think she
should. One day.
They both apologize, you know, not the best apology, sure. A little, you know, defending, a little deflecting, but they're not PR experts. And people are going to move on with their lives. Now, who's going to remember this 1 month from now?
No. No one. probably something's gonna happen next week that's gonna be so explosive.
Or the next day, because that's our next topic, right?
Oh yeah, our next topic.
Oh god, I forgot there were two topics. Do we need two topics?
I mean, they're very similar because it's all there's like racism. The N word was alluded. It's casual racism again. Have you read about it? Have you guys read about it?
I read about it, and I thought it was funny that they were outraged about it.
Oh, like being defensive and morally.
Yeah. I was just like, and I saw your response, and I was like, wait, I don't know enough about this story to say anything. So like, I'm glad I'm here because you could tell me what happened.
Pokey, did you read about the wild stuff?
Very briefly, so I would love to hear the rundown.
See? Me too.
Oh my god, he's so cute.
That's the key. Just take him.
Right?
What?
Just take me.
Take her away.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I?
I'll let you do that.
I liked her when she had the longer hair. I'm sorry if that's unpopular.
Whoa.
Hot take right there.
I think she'll be good with like medium.
Maybe, yeah.
Just because it was a lot.
Whenever he says maybe, it means he disagrees.
High maintenance for her.
Always. Always. He says that all the time, too.
You know that.
Because every time I hang out with you and someone says an opinion, like, yeah,
he pays
maybe.
Pays attention to the details.
Yeah, maybe. And then, like, it's just, it means you disagree, but you're moving the conversation along. You're fucking smart.
Maybe.
Okay, let's go.
Let me look for it. All
right. So, as with any Twitch-related drama, this all spawned from a popular livestream fail thread.
Oh, true. Uh-huh.
The title was, "While streamers," we'll get the exact title, "While streamers get banned over saying the word Naga," which is a World of Warcraft race. They are a snake-like humanoid.
Thank you for the explanation.
Context, you know, I played WoW, you know, I played Hearthstone. We have that race. Now I'm feeling weird.
Why are you making it so awkward?
You know, there are Nagas in Warcraft and Hearthstone, right?
Yeah.
So these streamers are claiming they just got banned for saying the word. And there's a clip, if we can pull up, of essentially the setup for it. It's a streamer, and he's talking about how he killed a rare creature who's off the Naga race.
Okay. Can they hear us?
You shot who? I shot the Naga Lord. Monka TOS.
Got my gun out. No. Shot that Naga.
Just forget it.
I got my gun out.
Dude, that's out of context, bro. That's out of context, dude. Out of context, dude. Okay, I need to go to Desolace. I want giveaway on good.
Okay, so I watched.
Does his character have a gun? I'm confused.
He does have a gun. Oh. So I watched a lot of it because, you know, I'm interested. So he basically talks about this rare mob called Prince Nastar, who drops a special item, and he calls him Prince Naga. You know, I was looking for this Naga. I have this button, Naga Finder, like which searches for Nagas, and I found him. And I walked up to him, pulled out my gun, shot that Naga.
Oh no!
But he's just saying the word. He's just referencing the race, right?
Okay, can I just say, I remember when I saw that LSF thread, people were like, damn, people got banned just for saying a race in World of War. I was like, there's no fucking way that's all there is
it's
to it.
It's never what it is.
There's literally no way.
Did you watch the, this is like kind of related to this, but did you hear all the YouTube drama with Steven Crowder and the,
Yes.
What was the name of the, I don't remember the name of the
I don't know his name either.
Well,
he's like a journalist?
Crowder did like one of those things where he was like, okay, sure, I called him a lispy queer like 30 times, but LGBTQ, queer is in the name. I thought it was okay. And it's like, really?
Do you really think that?
Yeah, that would be like walking like calling a black guy the N-word. Like, well, you guys say rap songs when you talk about yourself. Like, it should be
it
fun. Right? Like, yeah, no, like, of course. And I feel like this is like one of those.
Carlos Maza, that's his name.
Oh, Carlos, yeah, okay. Well, yeah, where it's like, okay, come on, like, you know what you're doing. Like, why are you acting like we're fucking stupid? Like, come on, dude.
So what's interesting is the streamer in question is not punished, but instead it was about, I want to say, 5 or 6.
The guy who said exactly what you just said.
Yes.
Was not punished.
He wasn't punished. But it was five other.
Can he be?
Small WoW streamers. they raided his chat, and once they raided, they all spammed, shoot some Nagas, like filled his chat with nothing but shoot some Nagas. And those are the streamers complaining, those are the streamers who are tweeting, saying all they said was Nagas. So they're saying like they did nothing wrong, they were just referencing the race, why should they be punished, this is unfair.
I have a completely separate tangent to talk about this. Maybe I'm not the first one. Like,
what kind of mental gymnastics are they doing to act like they don't know what they're doing?
Well, no, they know what they're doing, but it's one of those like...
Exactly.
They're just talking about
race. It's like when the... Not to bring it back to relationships again, but it's kind of like when the... If like a guy's hanging out with a girl or whatever, and the girlfriend... Like hang out with someone that they're not supposed to be, and the girl's like... The girlfriend is like, well, hey, why'd you do that? And the guy's like, well, you didn't ask about it, so I thought it was okay. Or like something like that, like a lie of omission.
Yeah.
Where you're doing one of those things like, you know that you're being like a shithead, but you're like, well, I didn't know about this thing. And it's like, okay. It reminds me of like, have you ever taken... I know this because I have a kid. You tell like a 3 or 4 year old, like, hey, don't fucking do that. Don't do what? Don't fucking touch, you know, whatever. And they're like, okay.
And they're like, this? I'm not touching you.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm not touching it. Or it's like, get your hands off of that. And they're like, okay. And you're like, the fuck is wrong with you, dude? Like, come on. Yeah, it feels like one of those things. Like, dude, you're like 27. Why the fuck are you doing this?
Yeah, like, the word Naga sounds very similar to the N-word. And if you're like, if you play Hearthstone, or if you play WoW, chances are you've said that word and Chad reacted. I've done it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a card in Hearthstone called Naga Sea Witch. And sometimes when I play it, I'll say, yo, what's up, my Naga? Is that being casually racist? Yes, it is. Am I playing into it? Yes,
I just I got am. Huge, like, I just got huge, like, Rush Hour 1 deja vu. I wish Trihex was here for this discussion.
Oh my god.
But yeah, it's like, I know what I'm doing, right? I'm not going to say like, oh, it's just, you know, the race, right? It's
insensitive. I would like to say I'm a little more concerned about the guy who went out of his way to say it 5 different times in one sentence, just to end it with, gonna shoot the Naga.
But chat, like some people in chat, and some people will defend it and say, all he did was reference the race multiple times.
Go out of his way to reference the race and put like lots of emphasis on it. Come on.
Okay. Yes. So that's the weird thing to me as well, that the streamer doesn't have any punishment taken.
It's just...
And the other people was because of chat stuff, not even streaming.
Because they were all spamming like shoot some Nagas, shoot some Nagas.
So it's two separate issues, right? One, Twitch is inconsistent with their bans, which I don't think we have to really argue. I think that's just normal. And two, the racism stuff with Nagas, right? And then that's just like, I feel like the self-awareness thing is like, it's just a joke, right? For them. But it perpetuates a little bit of the casual racism we were talking before. Yeah. But okay, I'm just gonna tell it. My completely unrelated story to this, but we'll deviate back later. Okay. Early in the League of Legends days when, there was a player called Big Fat GG, okay? He had to change his name to Big Fat LP because GG means dick in Chinese. Anyways, so this guy was a god in League of Legends, season one hero, best player in the world, Faker, right? So he would always say the N-word all the time. Nonstop and like casual conversations, just
like in real life on stream.
In real life. Like and on stream. Well, I think it was back when.
Well, what context?
Just as like just like a normal I don't know how to even describe
it. Does he go like, yo, what's up, my...
And is that what you mean? Or like hard R, slur,
It's just like a casual way of saying it, right? And then like, so what's really funny is like, he was part of COG, he's managed by Kelby, who now works somewhere else. And one of Kelby's biggest missions in life was to make sure he didn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
So what he did was he was like, well, can you at least instead of saying that word, just say Naga instead?
Oh my god.
So then instead of that, he replaced his entire, like, he replaced it all with just saying Naga for that specific word for everything. And I just thought it was super funny where at this point, I'm just like, I've lived through this before, you know? Anyone who knew GG at the time, like, yeah, he just said it. Like... I don't know. It's just really funny to me.
The thing that triggered me, the reason why I looked into it and why I tweeted about it is because, you know, LiveScreenPlayer upvotes this tweet to 10,000 upvotes saying like, and all the comments are just people shitting on Twitch, defending these streamers, saying like, this is so unjust, how stupid can they be? All they did was say the race, like, with, and then not pay any attention to context.
What is the LSF track record for that? Because I feel like I've seen this story like 100 times where it's like, this guy got banned because all he did was make like a joke that had nothing to do with anything. And then like the real clip comes out and it's like fucking level 12 racist shit. Like, the fuck? Like, okay.
Yeah. So I looked through it and, you know, obviously I find the setup, the raid. It wasn't just, oh, you know, that's Naga. It's like, kill some Nagas, shoot some Nagas. And yeah.
Did you feel like a little, you got a little bit of a justice boner? Do you feel like you're like the Cape Crusader? Look, when you do shit like that?
Casual racism. It's on Twitch. I participated in it.
Yes.
But don't do it and then say, try and pass it off as some innocent shit. It's like, you're doing it.
Did the guy make a statement at all?
No, I think he just let it blow over. Because, like, no focus is
on
him.
Man, yeah, I was fucking say shit.
What? Like, I also don't understand how Twitch staff banned all those people, but then didn't look at the clip context, like, the context clip. And yeah. Or, like, did they? And then they decided... Do you feel like he's streaming? We'll give some leeway. He's not a chat. I don't know.
Do you guys feel like it's easy to give out bans? Like, if you're you work at Twitch, your job is to give out bans to all the streamers on Twitch.
That's the thing. Like, there isn't one dude banning. That's where the inconsistencies stem from. It's different human beings who take a look at these things. But also, like, the higher you are on the totem pole of Twitch streamers, the more intensely they're gonna look at you. And maybe even so in like a group, in a group manner. But sometimes it is just like one guy who's like, hey, look at this like report or whatever. He looks and he's like, ah, it's whatever, moves on.
Do any of you guys feel like there's a good system to solve that? If you feel like this, that the hive mind, like they
because of Twitch's scale, I don't know if there's really an alternative. But this is one of those situations where that has nothing to do with it because there were bans given out. But then not to the streamer. I don't see how one human could do that in any logical manner.
Okay. So the punishment these, you know, streamers who raided the chat was indefinite bans.
What?
Indefinite bans.
Were so they streamers the official, or chatters?
Streamers, small streamers.
The official stance that I'm aware of for Twitch. Never mind. Fuck. I get in trouble for saying too much. I don't remember.
Sorry.
Well, I had a talk recently about this with my account manager. Apparently, I say too much shit. I'm not supposed to.
Yeah, if your account manager said
that. Yeah, well, but this isn't related to this, though. It's related to other stuff. What is, like, the public stance for, like, hate speech on Twitch? What's, like, the ban for that? Does anybody know?
Hate speech?
Probably depends.
I don't even know if anyone who's really commonly done multiple acts of hate speech in a row.
Yeah.
Like, even the first degree ban is not common enough for me to know off the top of my head, which is crazy. But, like, because it happens a lot. But, like, or okay.
Wait, who's the staff in chat right now? Sean.
Oh, no.
No.
Just click the viewer button so we can see where it's at the call mount.
So over
viewer
there.
Button.
Yeah.
Beside the cogwheel on the chat. There you go.
Oh no!
Oh okay. Okay.
It's not. It's not your account manager.
That's right.
Okay. All right.
Okay. What I'm aware of. Ah, god damn it. Never mind. I don't say anything.
I'll
get in trouble.
Yes.
Ah, fuck it, I'll say it.
No, think about your viewers.
I'm not here to get you banned permanently.
It's not even like a big thing. Well,
okay,
but
say what you
think. Oh, wait, it won't matter because I'm banned on LSF, so it won't get posted anyway. Okay, this is what I'm aware of, okay? There are two different types of bans you can get. So if you do hate speech on Twitch and you're non-partnered, that's an instant indefinite ban, period. There is no whatever. But if you do hate speech, so if those smaller streamers were unpartnered, that's an instant indefinite ban.
I think affiliate at most. They are like 15 to 20 viewers.
Okay, yeah. That's if you're partnered, then the first offense for hate speech, that's a 30-day ban. But then you have some time and other stuff. But that, so there, I'll do those two things. There you go.
I want to qualify what they did. I don't know. I don't want to defend racism, obviously, because I think these fucking streamers did something really shitty and then try to pass it off as something innocent. I don't know what's the definition of hate speech, I guess.
So hate speech is when you attack somebody based on like gender, sexuality, sexual orientation, ethnicity, stuff like that, or like disability or something. That's like hate speech.
So when you're like naming the card, I feel like that's so different from someone going out of their way to re-describe a scenario in terms that make it sound like they're killing black people.
So like
that's
for
like
you,
a little bit different to me.
Like,
you know?
Naming the card is not really racist. I mean, you can argue on who can say Naga or not. I don't know. But like now, if somebody were to attack your card, or if the card could like steal gold. And you say, like, there we go. Now I'm putting my Naga to work. So like that, like, that's probably like, okay.
Oh my god!
Because now you've taken it from just the words, and now you're like rolling the stereotypes like into it, and now you're playing into like the racist
like,
stuff.
It's very obvious.
Yeah.
You know? When it's when there's some negativity behind it.
Well, I'd be like, basically, whenever you're like engaging in any of that type of stuff, which especially today on Twitch, just for business reasons, you probably never should, regardless of any ethical concern. But like, basically, you have to ask, like, am I furthering like a hurtful stereotype at the end of the day? Like, am I making it sound like all black people are doing like a particular thing? So like, this is when I like I would insta-ban people to do this in my chat. If I'm playing a game and somebody like, you know, like somebody like steals something from my character and people start spamming like tryhards in chat, he's like, oh, that thief is getting away. And it's like, okay, no, like that's like a ban, like ban. Like, why are you doing that? Like, that's just because like somebody's doing something bad, you're gonna spam try, like, no, fuck off, that's stupid as fuck, right? That's like the difference, is whether or not you're furthering like some hurtful stereotype about somebody.
The streamers who chatted should have been a permaban.
I think that's quite excessive, to be honest.
Like, I think Scarra loves racism.
Doesn't
I live with a racist,
maybe it's like indefinite in the sense that it's
from my
not
experience, indefinite means perma until they feel like lifting
indefinite,
it.
Sorry. But yeah.
Yeah. I think a week, maybe a month, but probably a week.
If, for me, it's like, I'd be, if you're telling
I'd
me.
I'd say 30.
If you're telling me they get indefinite bans, but the streamer who streamed that gets zero.
That's fucked,
right?
For me, I'm just like, well, I don't understand how that works.
Sorry.
But like, let's say they all got banned at the same time and then they got differing amounts, and like, okay, we can maybe talk. But like, indefinite while the other person gets zero, that's kind of weird. I don't know. I feel like I'm missing a little bit of context, because the logical side of me must like thinks that like I'm missing something, because Twitch couldn't have overlooked that.
You're like, you have like two goals with like a punishment, I think, right? The primary should be like
reformation.
Yeah, correcting the behavior. Mm-hmm. That's why you punish a child, right? Or reward a child, right? Is you're trying to make it so don't do this thing again. So when you're looking at a punishment, I think it's important to consider like what types of punishments will correct a behavior. If somebody's streaming and it's an important part of what they do, I think that like when it comes to something like this, like I think like a 7-day ban sends about as strong a message as like a 30-day ban. Like the 30-day ban just seems spiteful, right? Like damn, like 30 days is a long fucking time. Like 7 days is a long time. Do you stream every day?
I think for a lot of these streamers, because like they're not full time, right?
Yeah,
they're like affiliates
or
under partners. 30 is like you'll stream maybe 1 to 3 times a week. And I actually don't know.
Here's like my thing. I don't think there's anybody who's ever gotten like a 30-day ban, where like a 7-day ban wouldn't have sent the same message. Like, and I can actually speak from experience here, because I dropped an F-bomb playing this shit-ass fucking game, League of Legends. And I didn't know I was one of the first people that when they started like 30-day banning for that. And when that happened to me, and I even had this conversation with my account manager, like, damn, like, I probably shouldn't say it, or I definitely shouldn't say it, right? It's really bad to say on stream, and it furthers hurtful stuff, etc. I didn't know I was going to get a 30-day ban for it. If I would have got like a 3 or 7-day ban, it would have sent the same message. Like, regardless of what the ban is, I'm never going to say it again on stream, you know? And I feel like it's similar for like any of these guys. Like, I don't think any of them would get like a 7-day ban. I'm like, okay, well, it was just 7. I could probably do it again, you know? Nope, hate speech is an instant 30-day ban. From nothing, from 0 days to 30 days.
I mean, I've spoken to Fed about this before, and he was like, I think... I don't necessarily know if I agree with you, because I was talking to him about how like excessive punishments are like they are increased, right? So you start with like the 1 day, you go to the 7, you go for the 30, right?
Yep.
So like when he got the 7 for doing like the Japan stuff, right? I think that was 7. That was 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you escalate it, he was like, he literally straight up told me after shit like that, he's like, I cannot do anything to fuck up because the next one is 30.
Yeah.
And for him, 30 is death.
Yeah.
Like, so like, I,
streamers.
Yeah, like for me, 30 is death. Like the difference between 7 and 30 is like, humongous.
Oh,
well, I'm bad, but what I'm
days.
He got 14 days, but yeah, but what you're saying is like what I'm saying, right? Like the 7 or 14 days, that was enough to correct the behavior. If you're a full-time streamer, 7 days is enough to where like whatever you did,
yep,
you sure as fuck aren't gonna do it again.
Mm-hmm.
I think some people, I think 7 is like,
7 is like if you've got like more than like 3,000 subs, 7 days is like you've just lost 500 plus subs.
Can I hot
like,
take
Yeah.
I think 30 days is literally, like, they know what they're doing. They kind of want your channel to die, or they want to very much minimize your, I guess...
30 is like they...
Your influence on their platform.
Yeah. 30 is
it's
a
like they're
big
okay with
ban.
It. Yeah.
That's a big ban.
I don't know. I feel like 7 for some people, like... There were months last year where Fed didn't stream in 14 days, you know? Like a 30-day thing, like, even for someone who had multiple thousands
of
subs.
Fed might be, I don't know. That, actually, I'm speaking from a really biased platform here because I have, like, a lot of bills and real-life stuff to do. I don't know, like, maybe does Fed just not have responsibilities, like, financially or... Because, like, for me, like, taking, like, a month off is, like, taking, like, I get nervous traveling. Taking, like, any amount of days off is, like, pretty stressful for me. I can't imagine, like, a 14-day ban is like, oh, whatever. Yeah. Unless you have, like, no financial
responsibility. He's not, like, a what, whatever, but, like...
I mean, really, to, like, any of us, our only financial responsibility is, like, our rent.
Yeah. And also...
And, like, he will make that.
Okay,
no
yeah. Okay, then I guess
what.
Maybe. Yeah.
You know
and
what
for
I
some
mean?
Content creators like ourselves, we can always just focus on YouTube. And it's like our influence is still there.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
For like small time streamers where you have like a 20 viewer mm-hmm. community on Twitch and that's your only like.
You get 30 day ban off that, yeah. You're done. Like, I don't even know how many of those 20 viewers come back, like 2. And that's like you on your other computer.
Yeah.
You know?
A 7-day ban, I agree, sends the same message, but allows the streamer to like reform.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a 7-day will produce as much correction on the behavior as a 30-day. And then like
I don't think you're wrong, but I don't think that's their point also.
Yeah, probably. Mm. Well, because so like I said, there's like 2 reasons why you ban people. Like, one is like to produce a correction in the behavior, and the second is like to protect other people, I guess. If you think somebody's like genuinely harmful, you want to either protect your company or you want to protect other people. Let's say you ban a person for like a longer period of time if they're engaging in destructive or harmful behavior. But I don't think that's typically the case with like the racism bans or whatever. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of these people, too, one thing that's really important, too, is a lot of these people, I think, are engaging in these behaviors, and this is another big problem, without knowing, like, that they could actually get, like, super banned for it. Like, if that was something that was, like, a little bit more clear, like, hey, if you do this, like, you probably need a big ban for it, I think a lot more people are like, wait, okay, hold on, this is dumb.
Absolutely, holy
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
I think it would be nice if Twitch kind of, like, took a harder stance on this, like, race baiting, because it's done, like, on a daily basis by the biggest streamers
They actually have a TOS, right?
Yeah, a Twitch?
Yes.
Well, yeah, it's like under the community guidelines.
Right, okay.
But the problem is it's incredibly inconsistent. So, for instance, if we look under the community guidelines for hateful conduct, you'll find things like discriminating against somebody's sexual orientation or race under there. That's an instant 30-day ban. However, in that same exact clause where that's written, you'll also see things related to ableist speech. So, for instance, I can't call you, like, a racial slur for Asians, but I can call you retarded, and that's okay. I'm never going to get banned for that. But under the community guidelines, that should be an instant hate speech ban because it's on the same thing. So it's like really weird to know like where the line is.
I guess they tie it in a lot with what is generally accepted behavior.
But that's BS because it's generally accepted to use like a lot of like racist humor today, depending on where you are. And it's also generally accepted that you can call people like retarded. But there are a lot of people with mental disabilities, whether even like people with autism or not, that watch. And, like,
I'd be really I'm interested to even imagine a world where Twitch had a TOS that black and white,
but that's what's in it now.
No, yeah, I know, but enforced it as well. I like imagine the backlash.
I know, but like this is what happened.
No
to
pun
me.
Intended.
This is what happened to me and the CS:GO guys at Mo, I think, or whatever. Where they because people would have said that 3, maybe 4 years ago. We're like, oh well, you know, you probably shouldn't call somebody the F slur word, mm-hmm. but like 30 day banning for it, like they're not gonna do that. Like that's stupid. Everybody says it. Mm-hmm. Well, I was one of the. I might have been the first, but I was one of the first people that go like, oh hey, they're 30 day banning for that now, and like one or two other people at least got caught in it. So like, oh, they're 30 day banning for it, and I feel like one day it's just gonna happen. We're like 7 streamers.
You can't say the R word.
But we're gonna find out because 7 stream or autism, like calling someone autistic. 7 streamers is gonna like fucking 30 day ban for it. Shit.
That's definitely gonna be a problem because like. Yeah, I agree with you. So 4 to 10 years ago, that was no problem. Mm-hmm. I used to play World of Warcraft. I raid led pugs. Like just found random people in my server, and I raid led AQ20 pugs every week, mm-hmm. nonstop for like months. I was raid leading, and I just called people retarded nonstop. Literally, like, if you actually had any comms with me back then, you'd be like, this isn't Skara. Like, there's no way.
Did you call them the F slur?
Yes.
No.
You had to. Wait, from what background did you come from for games?
No. I come from... Actually, I might have. I don't think so. No.
He's coming from RTS and on Game all over. Online and any MMO stuff. The F-slur word was ubiquitous. Everybody called people that constantly. Like, it was like...
I think I was one of the first people among my friend group to stop that. Okay. You know? Yeah, and then like, but yeah, every second of the raid. Someone messes up, instantly called.
All right.
That's like a greeting, you know? That's bad.
Yeah. Let me set an example. You're playing Dark Souls.
Mm-hmm.
Character creation. You know, skin color, and you turn it up all the way to the darkest one. And your chat's obviously spamming try and come on, bro. And you're like, what's up? Nothing's wrong here, right? Streamers do this. And they don't get punished for it. And they're race baiting. I think it, like, depends. Like, if you want... Like, I think I've made black characters work. But, like, let's say, you slide it all the way up. And the only armor you wear is a loincloth. And then you, like, soul level one run with, like, a club or something. And you like scream like African tribal calls like every time you're like you're probably like engaging in
pretty. Yeah, it's not like basically blackfacing or something. But, like,
yeah, by Dark Souls.
What the fuck?
It's like,
what have you guys been up to? I'm still playing Fortnite.
Yeah, it's.
Oh, on that same note, what do you think about people making really fat characters? No problem, right?
Yeah, no problem.
I mean, people was like, again, like context, y'all. Are you, like, trying to stereotype fat people in a very rude manner to make a joke out of it, to make Chad laugh?
I mean, that's way more, like, I don't see anyone... You think that's
more... Like, it's fine to play a black character.
You feel like that's more acceptable?
Yes. Yeah, okay. 100%. Because we don't consider, like, body size at this point in time. I might change in the future. We don't consider body size to be, like, this intrinsic characteristic that you shouldn't make somebody feel like shit.
Fair enough. Interesting.
I think the only time, like, body size would be a thing is, like, if I went out to, like, an obese person and feel myself say, hey, what's up, fatso? Like, that will have a problem. But if, like, a character makes himself obese and walks around like
this... I'm
going
to stand next to you after this. We really want your Instagram story. You're just going to call me out, okay? We'll see if that gets engagement.
That will. Oh, no. I think, like, if people had no contact and looked like I was bullying you, like, people will send me death threats for it.
Jesus.
I think so. But
if it got far enough, if it got far enough,
people didn't understand what was going on.
I mean, people apparently messaged Albert for a few months after.
Oh, because of your story?
Story.
Wait, you never heard about this? Okay. I was at a restaurant once with Albert. We went out to eat, and he was showing me, like, magic tricks or whatever, and I thought it was really cool. And I don't even remember where it was, like, whatever the fuck restaurant you guys go to. And it came time for us to pay the check at the end, and Albert, because he didn't have his card on, he was going to leave the tip.
Mm-hmm.
And the waitress or whatever was like, oh, cool, you do magic or whatever, can you show me a trick? And Albert was like, yeah, sure. And then he's like, hold this $20 bill. He put it between two cards. I don't remember what he did because I couldn't see it. Mm-hmm. And he did the magic trick or whatever, and then at the end of it, she pulled a card out, and then the $20 was gone. And she was like, oh shit, that's crazy. And he's like, yeah, that was your tip, bitch. And then he walked out. I said that, so I made that story up completely.
Oh, you said that. Yeah. I was like, there's no way Albert said
that. That's what I'm saying.
I made that story up on stream and I said it. And apparently, like, a decent number of people believe that. And yeah. And so I guess Lily, I think, told me that, like, he got messages, like, months later saying, like, that was not really cool that you did that. Like,
damn. Yeah. You have too much power. We all have too much power on the internet, let's be real.
So I want to pose a question to chat, because I see a lot of people...
Dumb fucking comments.
Something like that, but like I saw a few comments saying like the streamer who started the whole Shoot the Naga thing shouldn't be punished because he was just making the reference to the race. So I've been holding on to this since the beginning of discussion because I want to show how easy it is to portray yourself with narrative to be innocent. There's a clip of him approaching a gnome character. So in World of Warcraft, there's a gnome race. And he walks up to the gnome, it's like, because he can kill this gnome. He's like, I'm going to kill this gnome. So he's done stuff like this before. And it's like, it's part of, he has a track record for race baiting. So I hate it when, like, these dumb motherfuckers in Twitch chat and on Twitter and on Reddit who just, it's like, he did nothing wrong. He wasn't race baiting. He was just saying the race name. And you know what this motherfucker does? He deletes the clip before I had a chance to download it. because he knew that I was going through this shit. It's like, so he knows what he does. Why would you delete this clip?
Mr. Twitch chat, Mr. Staff, I know you're watching. I know you have access to the mod on your backend server. I know you do. Go look at it. Go, go.
It's like, people want to defend these, like, and say SJWs are ruining our platforms. Like, do
those
a little
fucking
research.
Those are the same people who race bait just as much, like, to cover up the fact that they're probably actually a little bit racist.
Yeah. I mean, just fucking own up to it, you know? Let's not pretend there's no context. Because when, like, Jamie and JBNA was getting shit on, it's like, suddenly, you know what? She knew she was black. She did it because she's a racist kind of deal. And then we have this situation. So, like, all context
protect,
goes out the window.
Protect him. Protect. Why?
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's on my chest.
Thoughts?
Oh, I almost made a real bad joke. I'm so sorry. Oh, God. It would have been so bad for this topic, too.
It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, I agree, obviously.
Yeah. But permaban, I think it's too harsh. Because if you're going to permaban for that, I should get a 7-day ban for the shit I've done. Like, a small slap on the wrist, small, to say it's like, hey, when our stance on casual racism is like, knock that shit off kind of deal. Mm-hmm.
I don't even care if he doesn't get banned or any of them didn't get banned. I would only care that if Twitch cares about this shit, they just have consistent stuff. That's all I care about, you know? Because in the end, it's like when people ask, what is acceptable, you know? That question, realistically, the platform is what decides, you know? None of us decide what's acceptable.
But at the very least, be consistent after.
Yeah, exactly. So in the end, the platform is God. And, like, they also probably have God clauses and all this shit, too. So, like, they get to decide what's right, what's wrong. And, like, I'm fine with that. You can be God. But, like, I just want some clarity. That's it.
Yeah. So, any final words
thoughts?
On racism?
Usually this podcast talks
why
about...
Why don't you want to talk?
I mean, we've already discussed it.
I think
there's
anything new.
Usually
stuff.
This podcast talks about stuff that's not just drama. And, like, this episode, I feel like... We tried to drama bait.
Are we done? There's
what drama bait?
No, I, because it's like we brought in Destiny, great fucking guest, by the way, you killed it.
Oh, thanks.
And then we brought in Pokey, great fucking guest, you killed it.
Thanks.
And then we brought in Toast, you're always fucking here. And so like I just feel like we knew what we were doing, bringing
Destiny.
This and so like this whole episode was just a. Drama episode.
It was. Because I also received a lot of comments. And I saw a lot of comments.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I streamed yesterday. 20% of my stream was just like, yo, when's OTV going to comment about that Jamie stuff? Yo, when are you going to comment about it?
Does offline TV support racism? First of all, you dumb motherfuckers. Neither of them are part of offline TV.
True.
It's like, those offline TV girls are racist. Like, okay, we know them. We're friends with Jamie. And calm the fuck down.
Maybe they can't tell the difference because they're the real racists. Oh.
Yes, I saw a lot of stuff was like
reverse Uno card.
It's like, oh, typical slanty racism. It's like, okay, yeah.
Wait, what?
Slanty.
Oh yeah.
Like, comments like that's like
I didn't know that's what you meant by that, but yeah, okay. Damn.
Yeah, it's like, but that's what I want to talk about. The wild stuff for me was like, I just saw too much stupidity. And I want to speak out against
them. I bet, unironically, I would wager that like 25% of the people commenting saw like two Asian girls at stream IRL and probably assumed that they were an offline TV.
One of them thinks, people thought, you know, me and Jamie were dating because apparently she looks exactly like Janet.
They
with
literally
different
have
color
different
hairs.
Color hair.
Yeah. No.
Wait, I mean, I tell you this all the time. Like, I casually receive messages every month. Multiple messages where people just take a random picture of an Asian, like a fat Asian.
Oh,
and like,
it's you?
Hey, Scar, I found you. And it's like.
People do this to me. They'll take a picture of a guy with like facial hair, a white guy with facial hair, like, oh, it's Destiny. Like,
Is it a hot take to say, though, that all that stuff isn't actually like racist whatsoever, in my opinion?
What?
Yeah. Like, I feel like confusing. Okay, for example.
I need to show you some of the pic. I don't know if I have
but
any
like,
recently, but
is
like.
Is that racist?
Found the Twitch chatter.
It's. I think it's insensitive.
Like, yeah.
I think it's definitely insensitive.
No, I mean, like, legitimately, especially like if people look alike, then okay, they can look alike. It's literally like they're going out of their way to make you.
I wouldn't mind if I looked like them.
Yeah, no, but that's what I mean. Like say it's Jamie.
Like, it's like not even close. Say
Jamie and Janet, like that makes no fucking sense.
I think like the problem, this is something that's like hard because you don't think about this. Somebody said, I think you said something earlier where you're more comfortable making like racist jokes like among friends, right?
Yeah.
I get a lot of shit for this, but I feel very similarly. I think the reason is that like, the reason why we don't make, okay, this is just my opinion, okay? So I understand that.
All right, here, hot take.
A lot of people get real upset at this. I've gotten whole threads about how horrible of a person I am for this take, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't think that there's anything intrinsically wrong with racial humor. I think some of it is really fucking funny. The problem with that type of humor is that it furthers, or it can further, has the potential to further, negative attitudes in public. If we make a million jokes about black people stealing all the time, you know, a lot of people are gonna think, oh, well, that's true, because a lot of people's ideas about other groups of people, especially if you don't live with them, is like formed by like culture. So things like humor, comedy, etc. But if you're with friends, like you know that a person's not like feeling that way, right? Like if I'm with like three or four close friends and we all know each other like pretty well, like maybe we make some racist jokes or maybe we make some jokes about women or men or whatever, because I know that like no one here is like actually like a hurtful, harmful person. But one of you two earlier said something like, I wouldn't be comfortable making that joke in front of a stranger. And that's because you don't often know like what the people watching on Twitch think, for instance, or what somebody like in public thinks. So like, I can kind of understand, like, and I could be wrong because I don't know you as well, although I know you kind of well, but like I'm willing to bet that if any of your close friends like made a joke about like who you look like, it's probably not going to feel like horrible or maybe even that bad. Maybe it'll even be funny, but like when a stranger does it, like, hey dude, you look like every single random fat Asian I've ever seen.
Can I elaborate on why I said that, by the way? Mm-hmm. It wasn't to explain those situations, like you look like every Asian guy, whatever, right? I was mostly thinking about like a situation, like for example, the other night we all watched Black Mirror together, and it was the first episode of the most recent season.
God.
Oh yeah, that one.
I didn't even see it. That's why I'm here.
You didn't see anything.
Either way. So there were like two dudes, both African American, both have like facial hair and like hair and facial hair, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And there was a scene where like one of them went out on a date with a girl at night, blah blah blah, and then the next scene cuts to the other guy banging a girl, and initially, and like they're in the dark, and initially I thought it was the first guy from the scene. Oh. And like people calling something like that racist, I'm just like, yeah. No, like literally
we
like,
could turn off the camera next time.
No, I'm saying like things, it's not even a situation where like it's sort of racist and you're kind of covering it up as a joke. It's sort of like, oh, well, like they kind of look the same and I couldn't tell. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
Like I don't think that's racist, and I
don't. Okay. I don't want to like.
I feel like it could be like kind of ignorant.
When you look, okay, I don't want to say it on stream. Is it okay?
Sure.
When you looked at Trihex and asked him, like you were in this movie, I didn't know. I thought that was over the line.
I obviously didn't say that. First, I was like, wait, do you have a counter? No, yeah, but my point is like.
I'm just kidding. That's not
gonna work. You know, the thing is, there are some people who will actually believe you. It's like, yeah, I hope he's a real bitch.
No, but yeah, my point is just like,
he's mean.
If there really was no like racial intention behind something, there's like genuine confusion, like I think that's fine. And I also feel like, for example, me, like as years went on and I was exposed to more Asian people, like I started being able to differentiate kind of even what type of Asian people are. So I think to someone who hasn't had that kind of exposure, they'll be like, oh, well, that person kind of looks like that person. But like, do you guys think that comes from like a racist point of view?
I was actually going to say that. This is actually, point of view? This is like documented psych research. Like people of a certain race are more easily able to distinguish people of their
from
own
that
race.
Same yeah. race. Yeah, yeah, that's
so like black people can see more white people as all looking the same.
The same. And like, say black, yeah. So many white dudes look the same. So many.
Yeah. It's more just like a, yeah.
But things like that, like I'm not like, oh, that's racist. But then again, if someone's like, every single Asian guy who looks exactly like you is literally you. I can see that as being too much.
It just gets old.
I wanted to clarify my initial statement.
It's just like, it's like the thing I get all the time. And like, if I got it from the same person, I'd be like, this guy's fucking racist. But like, I get it from different people every time. And they're like, for the most part, like, what I imagine being nice ass fans, you know? They just thought it was funny that they saw someone that they thought kind of looked like me and they sent it to me. And I don't find that funny at all, but, you know, I just won't comment on it because I'm not a dick.
Yeah.
I agree with Pokey, where it's like, it sometimes feels weird when you confuse, like, two people of the same race and looks the same. It's like, oh, I thought you were him. Like, you feel like you did something racist. Yeah. Like, but at the same time,
I just tell people I have bad memory.
Yeah. But for Asians, like, we have essentially one, like, you know, Asian American, like Chinese Asian, we have one hair color and we usually have one eye color.
Kind of, but what Pokey said is very true. I actually bet my chat on this once, like a few years ago, where like if you've seen like certain types of people a lot, like I think I can pretty easily distinguish like Chinese, Japanese, and like Korean. I can like tell like really easily, like, oh, this is definitely like whatever. So I think that they're, even though the hair color is the same, like, I mean, like black people have the same hair color too, right? But I mean, like, usually, like, if you're of like a certain race, like, you can tell people apart a lot easier, or if you've been exposed to them more.
The more you're around them, 100%.
Yeah.
That's no doubt in my mind, you know.
Like, I'm never gonna see like a random Asian person and think like, oh, like that's, you know, Toast or Lily or somebody that, like, I've seen a ton, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess my point was just like sometimes it's not no relation to racism, but I also can admit sometimes. Some people probably are being kind of racist by saying shit like
racism
that.
Racism is tricky.
It really is. Yeah. Like, I just didn't want to blanket say, if you say you look like someone else, you're racist. Like,
yeah, like, people compare me to Randall Park all the time.
I know. Or Poe Belter.
Poe Belter.
All the fucking time.
I don't take it as...
I can kind of see Poe.
Yeah,
to be honest,
see, it's
though.
Like, sometimes they do just look very similar, but you know, I don't think they're racist. But if you just take someone who, like, completely... very different looking Asian person, like, hey, that's you, right? And then grab another Asian figure, like, hey, that's you. It's... thanks for the host, Albert.
You didn't turn off the raid sound alerts?
I hope your audience is ready for this topic.
Up, okay.
But yeah. I think that about wraps it up for all the racism talk and all the talk I'm going to do today.
Yeah, the streamer camp raid doesn't want to come into racism, so. Yeah.
I mean, overall, all the punishment stuff. Just 1 week across the board for everyone. Like,
I think 30-day bans should be like the really reserved, like a really bad shit.
Yeah, like terrible shit.
It's like you want to end this guy's career.
Yeah.
You, but you don't want to outright ban him. So let's wrap up with...
I'm very interested to see whether that initial guy is going to get banned.
I think he should.
We'll see.
And I think JVNA should... get something.
I can see it.
Yeah.
I can see it either way.
So, what do you guys have coming up that's not race related?
Sorry, I have nothing. I'm just very Asian.
You're just chilling?
I have something coming up, but I can't say what it is.
So. Oh my god, you're so cool, dude. I love it when somebody's like, I've got real cool shit coming. Oh, I can't tell
say,
you
it's
guys.
It's too cool
though.
To say.
You know,
NDA y'all.
Means non-disclosure agreement. It's what, like, professionals sign, you know.
You know what
NDA
means?
It's so cool.
That stands for NDA. But, all right, Poke, what about you?
I was talking about my present to your son. But...
tomorrow, I'm going to be on the YouTube.
Oh.
You're having a kid. You got to at least make it believable, okay?
Oh, that'd be exciting. I would babysit for anyone in the offline TV house.
It's kind of weird how you want, like, you want people in the house to have kids. It's weird.
To clarify, I very
it's
much
really
would
weird.
Like it if Lily Pichu and Albert made a baby. I am personally very interested
I wanna
in
raise
seeing
a
this
child.
Can I
just come
feels
about?
Weird, man? We went from racism to fucking cream pies in the fucking offline TV house. I'm ready to be done with this. What's the next? Are we? How
okay,
do we do outros?
It's hard not to be excited when you see such a lovely, talented people. And imagine in a relationship and imagine them coming together.
Pokey would be the wild aunt that just buys them
would,
the most
yes,
expensive.
I would
oh,
spoil
yeah.
that child to death. Mm-hmm.
So Pokey, you were saying you have something coming up on YouTube.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be part of the YouTube E3 live stream tomorrow. I'll probably be there around noon and then afterwards I'll probably pass by streamer camp. Yes.
Oh, cool.
You know they had Myth literally on the promo?
Oh, I saw that with Samuel L. Jackson, right?
Yeah.
On YouTube? Wait,
yes.
Wait. Myth met Samuel L. Jackson?
Yeah
and they did
a big,
video together.
It's fucking hot. Sick.
Where he was like, I'm gonna be there, motherfucker. And Myth was like, same.
Wow, that's cool.
Wow, I feel when your platform is so inconsequential, it's not even seen as a real threat.
I don't think that's true, but I think, like, if Myth was live streaming there, they probably wouldn't allow it. But he's just on the live stream. So I didn't
sign. Okay. Right. Was probably like, I want to do like the YouTube live stream, and Twitch was like, oh yeah, we checked your contract. It just says you're not allowed to stream on any competitor platforms. Anyway, like, it's fine.
Oh.
Holy shit.
Actually, does anybody know how well YouTube is doing in live streaming nowadays?
I heard it's both them and Mixer go up by decent percentage points.
Mixer has actually, somebody brought up, Raynad brought up in a business podcast I had with him. He brought up that Mixer is growing well, and I was going to make fun of him, so I logged into Mixer to check. Mm-hmm. And actually, there were like, it was like easy, like 5-figure viewership across different categories.
No,
like, really?
Like, yeah, and I was actually really surprised.
Like legitimately, like, I think both YouTube and Mixer have done well for itself in the last 2 or 3 years.
I haven't looked
at
YouTube at all.
I wonder what the Mixer community is like and demographic in comparison to like Twitch.
You can try. We need to be
under
contract.
Yeah, I'm gonna go find out.
Okay.
All right, Destiny, what do you have coming up?
I don't know. You can always check my schedule at destiny.gg/schedule.
Destiny.gg/schedule.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And where can they find you for your, you know?
I'm okay. Destiny on Twitch or Destiny on Instagram. Follow me there.
Any Twitters?
No. I have a friend, though.
You have a friend?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
I have a couple friends,
My
friend's Twitter is modal7s. M-O-D-A-L and then 7s.
Have you ever asked your friend what that means?
S-E-V-E-N-T-H-S. Yeah. It refers to, like, a type of chord in music.
Oh.
Your friend sounds like a real nice guy. Very
He's actually
educated.
Really cool. Yeah.
Musically talented.
That's very nice. You know who else is musically talented?
Who?
Lily Pichu and
God. Alright, I'll be at Streamer Camp tomorrow as well. I'll promote them instead. I don't have anything to promote. I'll be at...
Yeah, Streamer Camp, for those who know, a bunch of our friends follow out 8 small-time streamers and doing like a reality show kind of deal. It's pretty fun.
I've always wanted to fly out... Not gonna lie.
You're,
the people
you
that do
that
Streamer
sentence.
Camp... No, wait, what?
Because people are gonna... Small streamers are gonna DM you now, be like, you can fly me out anytime.
Hey, you wanna host
no,
me?
No, I wanna say the people who are doing it are like so nice and wholesome. And if I did it, I probably wouldn't be as tame. But
ooh,
I think that would be
you're that
great
harsh judge they bring in. Like,
I think it'd be
you guys
great.
Fucking suck. So yeah,
no,
16 hours of stream a day.
Yeah,
you're weak. So we'll probably all check out Streaming Camp tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to be a good time. And that wraps it up for this podcast.
Thanks
for
watching, guys.
What are you going to be doing? You didn't say anything.
I don't have anything going on lately.
Okay.
You want to play WoW?
What level are you?
9?
Yeah.
You know, I'll start a new character at this rate.
Aww.
Or I'll just bring my character and, like...
You can't...
Doesn't that make it more difficult for me?
No. You hit the mobs, and I'll just shoot it with my gun.
Easy.
I'm going to shoot my gun into...
You shoot the mob.
Yeah, the mob. I'm going to shoot that mob, you know?
Is that, like, against Italians, or...?
All right, thanks for watching. Goodbye, Twitch audience.
Bye.
YouTube audience.
YouTube audience.
That's what he meant to say.
Bye,
goodbye,
YouTube.
All audience. Except the Twitch audience, because we need to thank subs.
True.
Okay. Why are you looking at me?
We need to thank...
I'll do it. Whatever.
Subs.
Kansas CT, thanks for the sub. Canto Poppy, welcome back for 4 months. Borderlands, welcome back for 4. Savas Fury, welcome back for 2. Hey, Slayer 5, welcome back for 4. God Papusa, thanks for back for 4. You really gotta make me say Papusa. Quantum Slip, welcome back for 5. Alec S, welcome back for 2. Diego S93, welcome back for 3. Phoenix Flavor, welcome back for 5. Safe Air 1.8, thanks, man. Mashi K, thanks for the sub. Equal Kid, some people, welcome back for 3. Exo Becca, thanks for the sub. SQLS, welcome back for 5. Janet, thanks for the host. Really appreciate it. Pania Gua 64, welcome back for 2 months. Kenny 20 X2, welcome back for 5. Ghosty, welcome back for 4. Iker LGND, welcome back for 4. SONOS.
Sonos.
Yo, Frozen sub.
Wait, those are both the.
Sonos.
Oh, both.
Those are the
39 minutes ago. I bet that was when we were talking
that
about that one guy that's
going okay, Frodan, thanks for the sub. I love you guys. Facts so wrong. Welcome back for 3 months. Tormy Boy, thanks for the sub. X Ziggy. Ziggy671, thanks for the sub. Brad Spacely, welcome back for 4 months. Abdulaziz. Donate. Love you all. Thank you for doing this. It's so interesting. Please don't stop. Love from Kuwait. Thank you so much, buddy. I've been saying buddy more than that. Okay,
hey, buddy.
I0II0. Thanks for the sub. A1111. Welcome back for 5 months. Please let Destiny finish his thought on racism and different ecosystems. I think it might be able to get onto.
Is there anything you want to say to that resub message?
What was racism and different ecosystems? I don't know.
Yeah, he thinks racism is equal dissonant throughout the globe.
Oh no, I think he's saying that we're not letting you say what you really want to say.
I think I said everything I was going to say.
Slightly Musical, thanks for the raid. Puggy, thanks for having kids. Samantha Kimiko, welcome back for 3 months. Quantum Slip, thanks for getting me Pole Belter. That's fucked up. SS Ayana, welcome back for 3 months. I love you all. Thank you. Sayida 65, welcome back for 2 months. Silent Sheet, welcome back for 5. Got them all.
Good job.
Thanks, guys. Love you. Appreciate you. I know you're putting in a lot of effort in your life right now. Keep it up.
Are you talking to Mimi or the chat?
Mostly Mimi, but I'm pretending it's to the chat.
Okay.
All right, thanks for watching. See you guys next week.